3rd of July 2018. Surreal Freedom. Surreal freedom, we will talk about in the coming meditations, is a freedom which only comes when we live totally in the light of the Lord. It's not a freedom which we have normally as human beings, because we are human beings. No, only when we have completed our way with God, or better to say, on the way to complete our life in the Lord. Though the theme in which this is corresponding is to be transformed in Christ. Transformed in Christ means that the real image of God will be stronger in us. So there are a lot of different reasons why we have to work and should work with the help of God for our transformation, that we can overcome this kind of lack of freedom. First, it's a joy for the Lord when we can really receive His love and we do not make any franches. Then it's for ourselves wonderful if the love of God can work in us and we get more in the real freedom. And of course, it is something for the people, because they can easier read what it is to be loved children of God. So we need on this way to overcome certain kinds of unfreedom, lack of freedom, to know clearly we are not speaking about sins. No, we are speaking about blockades inside of us, which we have to overcome with the help of the Lord. Maybe some we do not know, and we never thought about it. So we have now to talk about some of this kind of lack of freedom. Maybe we can see them in ourselves or in other people, and maybe we can give them a certain kind of help to overcome it. So we want to talk today about one lack of freedom which you often can find. It's a certain kind of false sensitivity or queasiness. Those people who have this false kind of sensitivity, not positive, negative, or queasiness, they always think somebody has something against them. They are not honored enough. People are acting without love to them. Always they think people do not really look enough to them. They carry really a burden and always are concentrated to themselves. They cannot be over the situation. That means really to give an objective answer to the situation, because they are so kept in their own feelings. I think we all know difficulties when we meet people who are very sensitive in this negative sense. Each word, you have to reflect what you're saying sometimes. And often you have to say something good to them, that they are in peace. But this kind of lack of freedom is creating a room around the people, which is not free. It's an artificial room. They easily can create feelings of guilt. So we need a certain kind of personal freedom and decision not to be infected by this kind of unfreedom. If we would be infected, it might be that we dare not to say what we have to say to people, what is objectively right, or to say them if they make something wrong, because we fear the reactions. If we discover something like this negative sensitivity or queasiness, then we have to bring this to the Lord, all our feelings, all what we notice inside, and ask the Holy Spirit to touch it and to give us strength. Because we are concentrated to ourselves. It's really something very bad in this way, that we cannot open our eyes and our ears in the right way. We are like prisoners in ourselves. And we only can overcome this when we go away from us, when we go with our prayer to God. And then He can touch it and we can come out of this inner prison. And also we should ask for inner healing, because often this kind of craziness is not a positive sensibility, as it's coming from wounds which are inside, which are not healed enough. And therefore we are going to protect ourselves so strongly. So if we notice this kind of queasiness in us, we should not look away and say, yes, we have it, we cannot do something. No, we should start to overcome it with the help of God. And if we really try this again and again, then it will be better from time to time. And then we are able also to carry sometimes situations which are not so easy, which might have a certain kind of tension or disunity. And we will not fall in despair or have great inner pain for that. We will learn not all to see in the connection with us, in the relation to us, and learn to look really clear to the situations. Surely, we will be on the way to a greater freedom. And this will have a positive effect to all and everything in our life.
Today the Church celebrates the feast of Saint Apostle Thomas, whose communion verse says, "Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe."
Deus meus est tu et confitebor tibi. Deus meus est tu et exaltabor te.
Mm-hmm.